Thank you very much, Susie, for talking to us today.
Thank you.
What does it mean to be part of such a big event, especially when it's a local one for, you know, when you drive 10, 20 miles down the road and you're there?
Yeah, I've been in the Valley for over 14 years, and, you know, I've gotten the opportunity to go to a lot of food and wine festivals, but there's nothing like getting the support of the locals that I do with the Aspen Classic. It's one of those things that I look forward to every year.
What does living here let you add to the festival? You know, what about being a local makes you special, you know?
For me, just being on Food Network myself and being able to travel over the world and be able to come back to the Aspen Valley where I live and where I base my business out of is really great, because I always put on events for locals because I know that the actual classic is so expensive and it sells out so quickly. So I personally put on events for locals that they can attend. They can feel part of the Food and Wine Classic without being in the Grand Tasting.
So when you came here 14 years ago, how did you find your culinary place?
You know, I moved here 14 years ago for one summer to work under Charles Dell back when Renaissance was open. And I didn't realize the culinary scene in Aspen. And it took that one summer and my first food and wine event to make me fall in love with what Aspen had to offer. And I knew that I was only going to continue to learn here. I didn't expect to live here 14 years, but obviously the locals here and the beautiful mountains, the rivers, all the natural scene that we have here made me want to move here. And now I love it, and I can't imagine living anywhere else.
And because of that admiration you have for it, how has it influenced your own personal cooking?
Not a huge Mexican scene here, and I grew up with a very Mexican grandmother that taught me how to cook, and I always go back to my Mexican roots, and I think that I was able to sort of put Mexican cooking on a more elegant scene on the map.
This weekend, you'll be working with Josep Ferrer, who is, as I've been told, has never been to the Valley before. So what's it like in a dynamic where you're the local and he's from somewhere completely different?
When I came together with Segura, Viudas, and Josep and decided to do this event, I wanted to allow myself to do other things other than Mexican cooking. And I've been to Spain, and I love it, and my ancestors are all from Spain. And so I just was really excited to be able to put a Mexican-Spanish twist.
All right. Thank you very much, Susie.
Thank you.